Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes and water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Yes, that is true. Your health does matter. We're trying to help you guys see that a little bit more. I think you know your health matters, but sometimes there are issues with the body that you're a little bit afraid to talk about. You don't quite know how to dive into it, so this program for you on a Saturday morning, you're sipping your coffee, you can just sit back and listen again, you know, and maybe hear some of these stories from Dr. Greg Lowe, Ohio Health Urologist, who is here with us for a third consecutive week, and maybe this will take the edge off a little bit. Doctor, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Another good week in the books?
Of course.
Everything good now?
Everything's good, and I'm excited to be here. I think we have a great lineup of questions and things that we wanted to talk about today.
We do. We'll get into all that. We always kind of start off with you because you're such a tremendous sports fan. We didn't really talk about Ohio State football other than last week your kids were hoping, your son was hoping that a guy like Zeke Elliott would never have to leave, that Ohio State's just a professional team and they could just stay there for 10 years. Unfortunately, they're not, but we did have a spring game recently, and you're going to have a very exciting 2019 season like you always do. You excited for this?
Oh, I'm really excited.
Watch the team?
I think what we saw last year and kind of the transition over to the Ryan Day era, I think this looks fantastic.
Yeah, Ryan Day, he's just the dude that you just kind of knew it, didn't you?
Yeah.
He just knew that he had the it factor.
You look at the sidelines, you're like, that guy gets it.
You mentioned your kids are playing a lot of different sports right now. Is there one that you like the most as a dad?
I really enjoy being out and watching them compete. And
outdoor sports, then.
I'd love the outdoor sports, although I won't discount hockey one bit. But you're just watching them compete. And
Winter Classic. Let's get outside and play some hockey.
Man, that was
right?
good. Yeah.
Let's get that in the shoe, baby.
Having two kids, their personalities are different. And it's really fun to watch them develop and how they've grown in their sports that they've chosen.
Does your daughter play hockey?
My daughter does not play hockey. I keep trying, but no go so far.
You got to let them do what they want to do.
Exactly.
Right? You can kind of like make suggestions and come back to it every now and then because you never know. Sometimes you might need a little bit of a push to get into something, but you don't like to be overbearing. Is your son into hockey because of the Blue Jackets?
That certainly helps. And he's got a bunch of little buddies that play with him and they love getting out there.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that what's so great? Like a big thanks to the McConnell family and everybody that's been involved with the Jackets organization. Just having them here, even though it's been a struggle for a lot of the Jackets' existence, we got to taste what that was like, sweeping away the Tampa Bay Lightning, and what an epic moment that is. But just having an NHL team in town, it gets you invigorated about the game. That might not have happened if you didn't have an NHL team here.
Well, if you go and look at the youth sports right now for hockey around here, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're having to build new arenas, new rinks up north near at the chiller there, just to accommodate the number of teams that want
to
play.
I tried to get the son in on one.
Yeah.
And it's like, you might have to wait till another season going.
Those learn to play put on by the Columbus Blue Jackets is
a great
opportunity.
They give you like all of the equipment.
You get everything.
It's really ridiculous right here. But go ahead.
If your wife's like mine, my wife just thinks they're super cute when they're all decked out in the gear. And so she was more than happy to watch him play.
And it's pretty safe at this stage, right?
They're actually
teaching him how to play. They're not checking. We're not going to check somebody in the back and send him into the wall. There's no boarding or cross-checking.
They're really not even – and the refs are pretty strict on this, but they're not checking until they hit about 14 years of age.
They don't need to be.
No.
Learn the game.
They need to – right. They need
learn
to
how
skate.
To skate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then learn the game. Well, we're trying to learn a lot about some of the issues here, ED, et cetera. There's a lot of them that we're going to get into beyond ED as the course of this campaign continues. But with you, this is the final episode. Gosh, we only have you for another 25 minutes or so. Yeah. What are we going to do without Dr. Greg Lowe, Ohio Health Physician? Again, so why don't we just go back and we talk a little bit about urology in general and just going over some of what that is for us.
Yeah, so again, urology is really going to be looking at the kidneys, the bladder, the penis, testicles, looking at some of the incontinence type procedures we would do for women, the adrenal glands. So urology covers a lot of the things in our body that we don't really spend a whole lot of time thinking about.
Why don't we talk about these things? Well, I think I have an idea, but elaborate.
The obvious answer is that when we talk about sexual function, erections, things like that, that we all consider it very personal. And it's something that I think many of us place a high importance on, but may feel a little inadequate at times or questioning of what's normal at times. And particularly with the proliferation of pornography out there, we're seeing a lot of young patients come in and have no idea what might be considered normal.
You know, you said something a couple of episodes ago how it's funny because kids seem to not have any problem asking questions about, obviously we're not talking about ED, but just anatomy and just what's going on. And when you go through puberty and things like that, what's happening to me down there, you don't seem to have any gumption about it when you're young. But then when you get older, it becomes a harder thing to talk about.
Right.
Like why is it that way?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those things that unfortunately we're a little too braggadocious at times, and we utilize that as a mechanism to kind of, you know, fluff off our feathers, act like a little bit of a peacock. And as guys, you know, I think there's still a cultural aspect that tells us, hey, you should be able to perform in every situation. You know, unlike the prepubertal boys who are asking me, how many balls can you have? Because they're just, you know, they're curious.
Right. Am I done? Like, is this
right,
it?
Right. Exactly.
Is there more to happen?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's some things coming. Yeah, no doubt about it. So one of the things we'll get into later on is we'll go back into different treatment options. But before we do, last week you were talking about something that stuck with me, how ED is something that can... It might not, but it also very well could lead to other serious issues. So if it's something that you've noticed, maybe happened to you one time, two times, three times, whatever, it's worth talking to your primary care physician at the very least.
Yeah,
and then going down this road, right. Maybe we could talk about when would you want to go and see a specialist like yourself.
Yeah, so you know what? Patients are really insightful. And I think they figure out very quickly what their primary care physician is comfortable talking about and what they're not comfortable talking about.
Right.
And the primary care physicians that aren't comfortable or don't want to necessarily talk about sexual function, erections, are going to be quick to say, hey, why don't we get you over to a specialist? Let's let you ask them all the questions. And thankfully, we've got a great group of urologists that are at Ohio Health and another, you know, great group in town. So we do have the opportunity for patients to meet up to ask the questions that are. You know, driving them. And also, it's not something that has to be all the time that starts to create a problem. In fact, we want to catch things early. Just like in every other disease, if we catch it early, treatments are easier.
edcure.org, why is this such a good website? Why is this such a good tool?
Just great basic information for patients to be able to look over. It's going to offer some videos for patients to be able to see others that have been in similar situations. It's also going to start to open the eyes, I think, for a lot of patients. They're going to look at it and realize that there's a number of things out there that they had no idea existed.
So, again, like going to see a urologist like yourself, like at what point should I be going to the site trying to find the specialist?
Yeah, so we would generally recommend to patients that, hey, talk to your primary care physician first. A lot of the primary care physicians are very, very comfortable utilizing Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Stendra. They're using the generics of these medicines and have become very adept at finding cost-effective ways for patients to attain that medicine. And generally, what we see is that when patients start to fail those medicines or not get the result that they expect, that's when we're going to shift them over and say, that's the time to go find a urologist. And if it's specific to erectile dysfunction, the edcure.org website is great for hooking you up with somebody who really understands that disease.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Greg Lowe. He's been great with us for the last 3 weeks. He's with Ohio Health, and we'll have much more. It's Men's Health Matters right here on 1460 ESPN.
This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
And again, I am Timmy Hall, and we are sitting here with Dr. Greg Lowe, urologist from Ohio Health. Again, you heard the website, edcure.org, to get started, get the ball rolling. If you've got questions, and for whatever reason you don't feel like calling your doctor just yet, go. What all can be done? You can take a survey, right, doctor?
See if
it's affecting you.
Yeah, edcure.org. You can take a very simple survey, and it'll give you an idea of, hey, where do you stand?
Do I need
it's
to do
things
this?
Abnormal.
Maybe, right. Maybe you're good.
Right,
maybe,
exactly.
Maybe you're good. Hopefully that's the case, but don't be embarrassed.
No, don't be embarrassed. And actually, I don't mind when guys come in and they just want to say, is this normal? Like, what's going on here? Because that gives us a chance to talk about what would be abnormal, even if everything's normal. What should we have them looking out for? And that may be enough to intercede and prevent future problems.
Is this an issue that is hereditary?
Not necessarily hereditary. However, we see a lot of, within a family, we see a lot of the same risk factors. So things like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, poor diets, lack of exercise, they tend to be prevalent within the family. And so we can see what looks almost like a familial trait. However, if you have one outlier that's getting all the exercise and things of that nature, they'll actually delay the trouble with erections.
So you can have things, diseases that run in the family, and those diseases give you you're at increased risk to suffer from ED,
exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
And then as you were also saying here, maybe we talked about this even 10, 20 minutes ago, I think off the top of the show, the other concerning thing is just having ED can also lead to other issues.
Right.
So it's kind of a double-edged sword
there,
right?
The ED is a clear marker. I mean, if we can't stress anything else enough, it's that ED is a clear marker of underlying other issues that need to be evaluated.
So we said we were going to get into this. There seems to be, people are inundated with spots and with ads. It's on social media. It's on TV. It's on radio right here. There seems to be... You can't go too long without one of those like 2-minute TV commercials where, they go off listing every single side effect under the sun. And they just leave out death, as the one major side effect. Right. But what all is out there?
Oh, there's a lot of things that are out there. And with the advertisements and discussion that's up there or out there, we talked in the previous week about how we have a number of treatments that are very effective, but that's not necessarily all of what's being advertised out there right now. I would say the stuff that's often being advertised out there right now is more of a subsect of what could be useful. And there's a couple ways this is going, and it's none of it is doing it in a way that's really going to harm patients or looking to harm patients or anything along those lines, but it may be a little bit more costly than what patients could find going through their doctor. But they've got telemedicine or computer-based medicine where patients, if they're uncomfortable going and talking to a doctor, can now submit their information online and potentially get a prescription for a generic Viagra, a generic Cialis, something like that. And it works. Those are medicines that very well could work. And the survey that they're submitting is made to identify patients that, hey, we need to look at this further before giving them the medication. But truth be told, if they went and talked to their family doctor or a urologist, they'd probably save money, get the same medication and save money. There's also some other very unique and interesting ideas that are out there around the idea of trying to revert or get rid of the underlying cause for the erectile dysfunction. So most of our treatments are just that. They're actually treatments. This is trying to cure or essentially get rid of whatever underlying problem was the culprit.
Right. So what are those differences between just treatments and straight up cures? And what are some of the options that are out there?
So the cures that are out there, and I don't know that I'd say straight up cures because they're largely unproven at this point in time. They make a lot of sense. In animal models have shown some good uniform improvements. But when we've compared them to what we can see clinically with a patient, we just don't see the dramatic improvement that we'd like to see. And unfortunately, right now, we're at a position where we need more information. We just need more information. We need to figure out, let's take Gainswave or the focal compression linear therapy at this point in time. When we look at those, they very well might be effective in the future. But right now, we don't have a set protocol. How many shocks should a patient get? And I know shocks to the penis sounds awful, but it's a very, very low intensity. And how often should we do these treatments? you know, where is the appropriate spot to try these treatments? So while in theory they make a lot of sense, the research there, right now the best research we have barely hits 1 year out, and the vast majority of research is under 3 months, and you're still only seeing about a 64% improvement with that.
So you've been a urologist for a long time. Is this, do you have like go-to options that you tell your patients this is going to be the best thing that's available for you? And I know there's a lot of, there's got to be a lot of factors in play, like you're talking about cost, but I mean, this is something that your insurance is going to cover, right? I mean, this is a...
Not always.
Is it not?
That's part of the problem.
That's too bad, right?
It is.
This is a health issue.
Right.
How could this not be covered by insurance?
Well, they view it as a quality of life issue, not an actual disease. So we do have to work around that. And that's one of the things. And so when you look at, you probably didn't know, but we have a Sexual Medicine Society in North America, a national organization where individuals like myself get together and we talk about the issues with sexual medicine and come up with guidelines. Well, we've looked at it and said, yeah, this Gainswave, the shockwave therapy, things like stem cell injections or injections of growth factors back into the penis might logically make sense and it might be exciting, but the data's not there. And right now it just looks like it's something that's costing patients a fair amount of money and they don't know any better whether it's going to work or not. So our national organizations come out and said, hey, these need to be done in a clinical trial at almost no expense to the patient. Meaning we just need more data. We need more information before it's something that we're subjecting and charging patients a fair amount of money for something that we don't know it really works.
That's gotta be a tough conversation for patients that, you know, have to think about the financial aspect of it.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah, and thankfully some of the pills have come down quite a bit. But when we look at things, and I tell my patients, hey, let's look at things and I want reliability. I want it to work every time. We don't want to be guessing if it's going to work. We want it to be affordable, and we want it to be very effective. And when we look at those options right now, our proven options are going to be the pills, injection therapy into the penis, and a penile implant. And those by three are the ones that have the best insurance coverage, but also the lowest cost and the best overall efficacy.
So what does determine, you know, if these treatments have insurance coverage, if they have some, but...
Yeah, so
it's not a guarantee. Depends on what your plan is.
It depends on your plan specifically, but the vast majority of plans follow what Medicare does. And Medicare has looked at it and said, we're not going to pay for anything except the penile implant, except the procedure. And in some ways, we look at the penile implant as a cure because everything goes under the skin. It's always ready to be functional. And while it might not be the exact replica or normal aspect of how the penis works, it really matches what we would normally think of.
All right. So we're with Dr. Lowe of Ohio Health. He's a urologist. We've been talking with him for 3 weeks. That last part that you said, if I'm scared of that, talk me off the ledge.
Right. And I think a lot of patients, at least around the area we live in, a lot of patients say, hey, let's take a conservative approach. And that's my personality as well. Let's take a conservative approach and think about all the options. But the penile implant has been around since the 70s. It is extraordinarily reliable at this point in time. They work exceptionally well. And from the psychological standpoint, man, they take any of the stress of sexual activity out of the picture. So the partners love it because now all of a sudden they're not afraid to initiate some sexual contact because they know their husband's not going to get frustrated or their boyfriend's not going to get frustrated. It's going to work. And so it takes any of that concern out of it. The other thing it does for couples, particularly as they get older, you know, it for the female partner to not necessarily have any discomfort, there has to be adequate foreplay to make sure there's good lubrication. And this is something where guys, if they're not getting good erections, all of a sudden they feel like, oh gosh, I have to hurry through this or I'm going to lose the erection. Well, with the penile implant, they can pump it up. It stays up as long as they want. They have normal sensation. And so now all of a sudden there's no rush. It allows the couple to just kind of enjoy the situation.
All right. We'll have one final segment with Dr. Greg Lowe, Ohio Health urologist. When we come back, it's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
If you have erectile dysfunction, you deserve to learn about all treatment options without an upfront fee. ED is a medical condition. Insurance should be discussed and accepted. Board-certified urologists offer all treatment options from pills and injections to an outpatient procedure. Consult with an ED specialist, not a men's clinic offering just one treatment option. Go to edcure.org to get more information and to find a urologist in your area. Again, that is edcure.org. Sponsored by AMS Men's Health, a part of Boston Scientific.
This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
And we are back. It's a nice Saturday morning. I'm Timmy Hall, and we're here with Dr. Greg Lowe, urologist from Ohio Health. And before we get back to you, doctor, just have this for you. edcure.org. It is an educational website. You can learn more about all of the treatment options discussed as a part of this Men's Health Matters campaign. So just go to edcure.org, take a survey, and assess your current ED score. The patient video portal has men telling their real-life stories of going through ED and different treatment options available, which we've been talking about a lot of those. You can find contact information about local urologists like Dr. Lowe here and others that are specialists in your area. You can also find local events where you can ask questions and meet in a group setting or a one-on-one. So visit edcure.org. Take control of your treatment pathway. And, yeah, Doc, we've been talking about if they don't start right with you, a urologist, conversations you can easily have with your primary care physician to get the ball rolling.
Correct. Yeah, certainly something most primary care physicians are very comfortable with.
You were talking about the implant. I didn't know anything about that. I just wasn't paying attention. I don't know if I've seen if there is a commercial for that one yet or anything.
Most patients have it.
Most patients have it.
Right.
So go again, when do you recommend that for a patient?
So there's a number of things that go into when we recommend that. But, you know, going back to why patients haven't heard of this, it's because even when we look at the group of urologists, there's a large number of urologists that don't do any penile implants. So it's not something they necessarily offer to their patients or spend a lot of time talking about. However, there's a group of prosthetic urologists or urologists that do a lot of the penile implants like myself that think it's a fantastic treatment. So the penile implant itself is a procedure, outpatient procedure, where everything goes under the skin. In fact, you can almost think about it as a breast implant that's actually functional. So it is something that will actually look totally normal from the outside. It will function very normally and provide guys with completely normal sensation. And this is something that we tend to save towards one of our later options, because most men don't want to jump to a procedure as the first thing. However, when we look at satisfaction scores, they're so high that it certainly cannot be considered a last alternative.
How high are you talking about there? Percentage wise?
So we're talking about 92% patient satisfaction, about 93% partner satisfaction. And actually, if you look at how many men would recommend it to a friend or family member, you're well into the 90% there as well. Unfortunately, you know, some of the percent where we find that guys aren't as happy, a lot of times it revolves around the idea that they lost a little length. And that happens in two main formats. One is they gained weight. Or secondly, the guys that have erectile dysfunction for long periods of time aren't getting good blood flow. And because they're not getting good blood flow, their body actually contracts back a little bit. So it's actually better to address this early rather than waiting.
You talked earlier on about just maintaining as healthy of a lifestyle as humanly possible to hopefully prevent these issues, so you don't have to go and see a urologist like yourself in the first place. I would imagine it's like anything. Sometimes it might not matter, right? Like you will see your share
Correct.
Of really healthy, fit-looking men, right, that have to come to your office.
We sure do. And it can be related to their blood flow. It can be related to diabetes. We very much know that men who have diabetes, even when they have great blood sugar control, will progress and have worse ED much quicker than a man without diabetes. So sometimes this is completely out of the guy's control. In fact, I would say a lot of the times this is not something the guy has done something specifically that's led to the problem. It's been just part of the aging process, part of other health conditions. In my mind, the only one that jumps out that I say, oh, well, it's directly related to something you could have stopped was smoking. And like we talked about a couple couple weekends ago.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, the smoking aspect, because guys don't have trouble right away with it, they don't realize that it's even impacting that area.
So obviously you're a specialist, and that's the one thing that pops off the page, but what else? Like, other than that's your area of expertise, what's the biggest benefit of seeing a urologist?
Yeah. So certainly seeing a urologist is going to open up the different treatment options for you. And hopefully when you see a urologist, you're going to be given not just the options that are classic options like the injection therapy into the penis, the penile implant, but hopefully they'll discuss and at least educate patients on the idea of stem cell type treatments or shockwave, low intensity shockwave therapies to the penis. In all reality, though, when we break it down and we look at what really, really works right now, it's going to be the pills, the injection therapy, and it's going to be the penile prosthetic. And when we start talking about severe, moderate to severe erectile dysfunction, it's very much going to be the injections and the penile prosthetic.
We've hit on a lot of things. We're getting close to the end of our 3-week run. If you could just go over one more time with our listeners, what are the main things that you want them to take away with what we've been going over?
Well, we want them to take control of their health. Recognize that erection problems are a marker of other underlying health conditions. And beyond that, I want them to know that there's plenty of options to treat erections. There's almost no man we can't help to get an erection. We can't get them back to sexual function. Because with the penile implant and everything going under the skin, this is a device that works in a way to allow guys that normal function again. And it overcomes almost any problem I can think of. As long as men have a penis, we can help them get an erection.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So problem is solved. And the website is edcure.org. You can go to that website. You can look around. You can find out everything. We'll ask you another question about that before we're done. But we talked some time earlier about stories that you've had. Do you have anything there, like anything that might kind of humanize this and maybe help somebody get off the couch that might be feeling a little bit embarrassed about what's going on with their own body, to maybe get them to pick up the phone or go to the website and maybe see a specialist?
Yeah. I have a couple that always stand out. One was a gentleman who came in and he'd had erectile dysfunction for about 5 years, and it was bad. It was bad enough that, with his wife, he wasn't able to actually have what we consider normal sexual activity. And he came in and he didn't have a ton of other risk factors, but he had a family history of heart disease. And so we looked at it and said, we got to look at your heart. And we can do what's called a CT scan of the heart, specifically looking at calcification. We did it, looked at the numbers that came back, and the numbers fell into the range where it was like potentially imminent symptoms, if not heart attack. Got him over to the cardiologist right away. The cardiologist was kind of shocked, like, well.
Wow. Did we say how old this patient was?
This gentleman was, I think, about 52, 53 years
old. Okay.
Not terribly old.
Not too old, but in that ballpark where you got
to
be careful.
And so that's one to me that I was like, oh, great. It was a good catch. We made a big difference, not just improving the erections. One of the other ones that stands out was a gentleman who had been widowed, and he was about 64, 65 years old, right in that range. And we saw him for a while, and I had him on shots for a while, but he didn't really want to go out and date because when he had the shots, he had to keep it refrigerated. He didn't want to go and feel awkward about, well, let me go run to the kitchen or run to the bathroom to give himself the shot to then start to get the erection. And we talked about it, showed him the penile implant. He wasn't so sure. He talked to some patients that I had about the penile implant. Ultimately, long story short, he decided to do it, came back, had it done, and he was one of the happiest guys. About 3 months out, 4 months out, came in. He was like, this is fantastic. I know how to pump this up, and the partners I'm with don't even know. It works every single time. It just gave him all that confidence back to go out and actually, have the social life that he had desired.
All right. So, Dr. Lowe, as we get to the end, what can you get done at edcure.org?
Well, one of the best things to do is go there, and there's a little survey. Take that survey. Find out where you're at right now. And it may not be significant ED. And that should be reassuring to men. But if there is a problem, come find one of us urologists and let us look into it. Let's look for causes.
What's it mean to you to be a part of the campaign here, the Men's Health Matters campaign?
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I think I'm often asked, what can we do to help support the mission? What can we do to help support the men's health aspect of things? And in my mind, it's always been about awareness. We just need more awareness. We need men to realize there's options out there that they can take, that they can look into. And it's not going to be awkward. When they come to the office, it's going to be a normal visit. In fact, I would argue that many of my patients probably have more fun coming to my office than they do their primary care.
Well, this has been it's been interesting learning from you, Dr. Lowe, Dr. Greg Lowe, Ohio Health. He's a urologist. Pleasure for you to join us here. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That's it for your portion. I hope you enjoy the spring, baseball season, all the outdoor sports that you're going to be watching the kids play.
It's lacrosse. So
it's a lacrosse. Exactly. It's a great time of the year right now. So we'll have much more next week on Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.